Here's a wild stat for you. Job seekers who reach out directly to hiring managers are 2 times more likely to land interviews. We've seen it over and over and over with our coaching clients. But most people either skip cold outreach because it feels awkward, time-consuming, or like, what the hell do I even say? Or worse, they don't skip it, but they do it wrong and make a bad impression. That's why I put together our interview-getting email templates with over 15 email and LinkedIn message templates, follow-up emails, AI prompts for quick customization, and a super, super simple strategy to help you book more interviews, all within minutes. You can grab them right now at carlyagar.com/emails, or just click the link in today's show notes. But do it fast, because these won't be available much longer. You're listening to the Customer Success Career Coach. Today's episode is for anyone who thought they nailed their elevator pitch until they got hit with radio silence after that first round interview. If "tell me about yourself" feels like a trick question, you are not alone, but chances are you're making one of 5 common mistakes, and today I'm going to help you fix them. What if the only thing standing between you and your next big career milestone is just a strategy you haven't heard yet? I'm Carly Agar, customer success veteran, award-winning career coach, and your go-to for getting hired and promoted in customer success. Whether you're breaking into the field or ready to level up into leadership, this podcast is your shortcut to real career growth. Every episode is packed with practical takeaways, data-backed strategies, and zero fluff advice that actually works, so you can start making moves towards your goals immediately. If you're ready to take control of your career, well, then you're in the right place. Welcome to the Customer Success Career Coach Podcast. Welcome back to another episode of the Customer Success Career Coach. Thank you so much for tuning in, whether this is your first time listening or you have been around for a while. Either way, I appreciate you giving me your time. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking from that introduction, like, Carly, I've already got my elevator pitch down. I've been working on this thing for weeks or months. I've been practicing it. I have it memorized. I can recite it in my sleep. And I've got bad news, which is that might be part of the problem. In this episode, I'm going to explain the 5 most common mistakes I see customer success job seekers make when answering that super dreaded "tell me about yourself" question in first round interviews. And we're going to make sure that you are not telling your life story. And we're also going to make sure you're not completely ignoring the job description. Those are 2 huge mistakes that I see time and time again. My plan is to make this episode super short and punchy and actionable. So after you're done listening, you can just walk away with a couple of notes, go revisit your elevator pitch, make it sharper, more relevant, and way more likely to lead to a second interview. And then later in the episode, I'm going to walk you through an actual elevator pitch that we rewrote for one of our clients so you can hear what a good example sounds like. All right, without further ado, mistake number 1 is the one-size-fits-all pitch. If you are treating every role the same, even if they're similar roles, which chances are they are, if you're mostly applying to CSM jobs, you cannot treat every single role exactly the same when it comes to your elevator pitch. You need to be tailoring your pitch to the company's size. If they are a startup versus a super large corporation, your elevator pitch should sound vastly different. You need to tailor your pitch based on the product, their customers, the size of the book of business, the stage the company is in. You need to be tailoring every single elevator pitch to the job description. If you are just recycling the same pitch over and over and over again, even though it feels counterintuitive, because if someone's asking you, if a recruiter is saying, "tell me about yourself," or "walk me through your experience, walk me through your resume," it feels like you could answer that the same way every time because your resume doesn't really change. That's not true. The things that you should be highlighting and calling out should absolutely be changing for every single role. So if you've just been going with a one-size-fits-all pitch, that is a problem. Mistake number two is what I call the life story syndrome. I'm sorry, this is going to trigger some people, but oversharing is terrible in interviews. If you are starting your pitch with what you went to college for, or you're walking through every single job you've ever had and explaining how you moved from this job to that job to this job to that job, nobody, and I mean nobody, not even your best friend or your mom, wants to hear your autobiography. Literally, no one cares, especially recruiters. So the way to fix this is, if you are guilty of that, if you feel like you're rambling or you're just oversharing, ruthlessly cut things out. Be ruthless with yourself. Cut more than you think you need to cut out. Focus only on the most relevant experience. And make sure you're leaving room for dialogue, because if you just kick off your answer, your pitch, with this extremely long monologue, they're not going to have any questions to ask you, and it's not going to be conversational. You're not going to have any opportunity to connect with each other, to build rapport, to show personality. It's just going to be bad. So no life story, cut a lot of crap out. Mistake number three. It's very similar to mistake number one, but mistake number three is ignoring the job description entirely. So if you come in with a super generic, here's what I've done, here's who I am, here's why I'm great, that's not good, because recruiters are listening for keywords from the job description. They literally have a scorecard pulled up in front of them 9 times out of 10, and they are checking boxes, literal boxes, with things directly from the job description. So if they, in the job description, talk about onboarding as a means to expedite time to value, and in your pitch, you're talking all about onboarding and how you get customers to adopt faster, you're not using the keywords that are sitting in front of them. Make sure you use time to first value in that scenario. Make it super, super easy for them to go, oh, yes, she said time to first value, check the box. Mistake number four is having a mysterious career path. Now, it's okay to have a non-linear career path. It's okay to have gaps in your experience. It's okay to move around from role to role, from industry to industry. That is all okay. We have proven by now you do not need to have the perfect background in order to land a role in CS. But if you don't explain any of it, or you don't have a good explanation ready, your elevator pitch or that answer to tell me about yourself is just going to leave the interviewer with more questions than answers. And that's bad, because if you don't address things that might look a little not ideal up front, they're going to make assumptions, and those assumptions are never going to be in your favor. So if you have gaps, if you have career switches, if you have short stints, make sure you are proactively addressing those and talking about them upfront. Moving on to mistake number five, which feels extremely ironic as I sit here and just talk to myself. But mistake number five is what I call the monologue. If you are talking nonstop for minutes upon minutes without pausing, breathing, checking in with the interviewer, giving them a chance to engage, you're doing something wrong. The easiest way to fix this is to just give a preview of what you're about to talk about and ask if that's okay. So let's say I've talked about a previous role and I'm about to talk about another role that I've held. I might say something like, before I get into my time at Heap, do you have any questions? What I'd like to do now is highlight a couple of my experiences at Heap that I feel are super relevant. But before I do that, I just want to pause in case you have any questions or want me to expand further on anything I've already covered. So easy. So easy. Try to aim for like 60 to 90 second spurts of talking. Build in a check-in or a pause, and then you can keep going. This is less about the content and more about the delivery. So you might have the perfect amount of content. Maybe you've already gone through and made sure you're only highlighting the most relevant things. You are not guilty of telling your life story. But if when you go to deliver it, you're just like talk, 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 and give them no opportunity to check in or ask a question or go deeper into something, that's not good. Like I promised in the beginning, I'm going to share with you a pitch that we rewrote for a real client. I will say that her original pitch was guilty of a lot of mistakes that we talked about today. Number one, she was using a one-size-fits-all pitch. She was just kind of repurposing it for every single role. She was guilty of life story syndrome, where she was talking about what she went to college for and talking about all of these roles that really were no longer relevant. And oftentimes her delivery did feel like a monologue. It was super long. She was not checking in. She was just talking and talking and talking. So I'm going to just give you the first couple of sentences of the pitch. I'm not going to go into all of the details, just so you can get an idea of how quickly you can summarize all of your experience while still highlighting a ton of things from the job description and giving the recruiter the opportunity to basically check in with you and tell you to keep going. So I'm going to read that to you now. I've spent the last 6 years managing mid-market and enterprise customer relationships, with a couple of through lines in my experience always being retention, adoption, and expansion. At Guidebook, I now manage 30 enterprise customers from post-implementation through renewal. There's a lot I could share, but three things stand out that align with this role. Number one, my proactive approach to exceeding NRR goals. Two, multi-threading relationships to uncover expansion opportunities. And three, leading change management efforts to drive widespread adoption. That's it. And then we worked with her on a check-in, or actually several check-ins she could use at the end of those sentences before she went into detail. And if I'm remembering correctly, the one check-in that she really liked and ended up actually using in interviews the most was something along the lines of, what I'll plan to do now is walk you through exactly what I do at Guidebook and how that's relevant to your open role. But before I do that, just want to make sure that sounds good to you. So you can make that check-in whatever you want it to be. But super short, super concise, does a great job summarizing all of her experience, uses a ton of keywords, and highlights super relevant experience. Alrighty, so remember that when it comes to your phone interviews or even later round interviews where you're asked something like, tell me about yourself, tell me about your experience, walk me through your resume, don't reuse the same thing over and over again. Make sure you're highlighting exactly how your experience maps to the job description. Don't go talking about a bunch of things that are not relevant. If you have anything that is questionable or potentially a red flag on your resume, address those up front. And when you are delivering this, make sure you're leaving room to check in and let the recruiter get engaged. That's it for this episode. Thanks again for giving me your time, and I'll catch you in the next one. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you love today's episode, or if you want to continue the conversation, come hang out with me on LinkedIn. Connect with me, follow me, or message me over there. I'm at linkedin.com/in/Carly-Agar. And if you haven't already, don't forget to follow the show wherever you listen to your podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. I'll catch you next time.